Blog Talk Radio. I hope you sure do. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, I'm feeling the vibrations of your thoughts and your questions on this Motivational Monday. What you are working now is you're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. In our last installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we took a look at, is it too late? Is it ever too late to pursue your dream? We dug in, we got some great richness and insight, and if you missed it, you definitely want to visit our on-demand library and get a sense of what was discussed. We shared some great stories from some names that you probably would recognize, like Colonel Sanders. Anybody know or familiar with that finger-looking good chicken in KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken? Well, go back to the archives. Our on-demand library is waiting for you. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then, and I love this time, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This adds to a greater richness in our environment that we absolutely love. And so we want you to know that we encourage your interaction because the interactive environment just, again, gives us a greater richness. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Well, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, myself, Coach Adams, Master Motivator, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and whenever we don't have an in-studio guest, we are in our Shape Up series because that is a part of the brand, our branded Shape Up series. And so today, our topic is Habit for Success. Habit for Success. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, where I'm going with that, and we truly do appreciate your support, and we thank you for assisting us with expanding our outreach. So we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks to you for your support with expanding our outreach, because why? We couldn't do it without you. So invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. If you don't already have your pens and notepads and tablets and laptops and desktops and all of that handy, you want to grab it. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, it's time to evaluate if you have the right habit for success. Do you have the right habit for success? Well, as we jump into our Shape Up series, I'm going to get us started with this, and then we're going to come right back.
You
and when? Well, you know, interestingly enough, anyone, absolutely anyone that knows Coach Adams knows that I love a good acronym. I really do. You know, everybody has kind of a thing, you know, a little thing that they like or what have you. And for me, I love a good acronym. And today we have an acronym for habit. We have an acronym for habit, to view a habit truly from a different point of view. We're kind of looking into the kaleidoscope, and we are looking at habits from a different point of view. You know, it's been stated that a habit is an acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary. It's addictive. It's a compulsory way of acting that is fixed through repetition. So, of course, that is the definition of habit. But what I've grown to know to be true on my journey, the recipe for success must truly include certain ingredients to achieve the desired outcome. And so, like with any recipe, certain items are non-negotiable. And so as we're talking about habit for success, and this acronym that I'm going to give you, that my goal in giving you this acronym is, one, to allow you to have more tools in your toolbox as you're evaluating and looking at a habit, that you can see where you need to improve in certain areas concerning this journey of achieving your dream. Because we come together faithfully, as we would say, on life's highway, so that we can be more equipped to win on our journey, so that we can work it now, work our vision, so that we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams. And so when we're looking at having that habit for success, I want to give you this acronym, and I want to process around each of these areas. So if you haven't done so already, I want you to write habit down if it's on your computer or if you're doing it with, you know, a pen and paper, whatever that looks like. I want you to write out vertically, I want you to write out habit, because we're going to break this down. And as we get into breaking down this acronym that I have for you on habit, first of all, the H is heart. And of course, I'm not talking about the muscle that pumps blood through your body. No. What we're looking at when we're talking about heart is, what are you passionate about? What's in your heart? What are you passionate about? Many of you may be tuning in and saying, well, Coach Adams, you've said, you know, how important passion is before. Absolutely. Remember, we're talking about key ingredients. Because when Betty Crocker gives you, you get the Betty Crocker cake mix, and she gives you the recipe for whatever it is that you're making, she tells you that there are certain ingredients that are non-negotiable. You have to have these ingredients in place. It may be milk, flour, sugar, and water. If those are the non-negotiables, if you leave out the water, you will not get the desired result, the end result of that recipe. And again, I'm sharing with you from a different point of view what I have grown to learn to be true. These are just some of the elements that I have grown to know to be true on my journey, that these things that we're going to talk about today as we work through this acronym of habit that I came up with for you, that if you don't have these elements in place, these key ingredients in place, you may not be in the best position to achieve your success, whatever that may be. I don't have to know what it is that you desire, but what I do know is that what's in your heart, your passion, whatever you're passionate about, it is so key. So key. You must have a strong, compelling emotion about something. So whatever your dream is, if you don't have a strong, compelling emotion about your dream, if you don't have any passion about your dream, it is not likely that you will achieve that because you don't have enough fire shut up in your bones. You don't have enough on the inside that's going to charge you forward if you don't have that passion. You know, obviously the Lakers are the champs, right? So you saw the passion on the court. LeBron James, MVP, fire in him. If he didn't have that fire, if the team didn't have that fire, they wouldn't be the champions today because they had to have something so fiery on the inside that was shut up in their bones for this desire of their win, and they achieved it. Does it mean that the other team didn't have the fire? No. But what it means is the Lakers had greater fire. They had greater passion. And that's a key ingredient on our journey to succeed, our journey to achieve greater results, our journey to be successful. You know, it's interesting, and I often will bring in different elements of my coaching practice and the clients that I'm serving. You know, I had a coaching session today with an individual, and she said, "Oh, Coach Adams, I'm just not passionate." And we had to talk around that because I said, if you're not passionate, that's why you get started and you throw in the towel, because you don't have enough fire in you for whatever it is that you're pursuing. Maybe it's the wrong thing. You haven't found the it, pearl of great price. You have not tapped into the it yet, the it factor that makes you like a lion, you know, with a bone. You're like, you're going after that thing. You put a bone in a dog's mouth, you good luck at trying to get that back because they are passionate about, no, you are not taking my bone. And so this is what we must understand, that we must have that fire on the inside. So when we're talking about habit and working through our acronym, the H is for heart. And so evaluate what's in your heart. What is it that you have a strong, compelling emotion about? Do you have a strong, compelling emotion about anything? Because if you don't, then guess what? That's why you're living life and you're feeling frustrated and you're feeling like, oh, I'm just existing and womp, 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 and donk, 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 because you don't have a strong enough fire on the inside of you. As we continue going through our acronym for habit, the next is A, and the A is for attitude. I know you're thinking, okay, Coach Adams, really? Yes, really. Your attitude matters because your attitude shapes your mindset. See, it's been stated that attitude is everything. It's not quite everything, but without question, it definitely is the difference maker. Because our attitude determines how will I navigate around what I establish as my priority. What type of decisions will I make? What is my mindset around these various issues? And, you know, when I think about attitude, it always takes me back to my dad. You know, my dad had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer, a direct result of his lifestyle choices of many years of drinking and smoking. And he was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and he had a really aggressive, at the time, this was many years ago now, but he had a very aggressive treatment plan. He had to go through chemo, radiation, and then he had surgery. And I'm speaking about attitude. Take the journey with me because it's really going to connect. Because how we view things is truly how we do things, how we're going to navigate through. And so our attitude really is the difference maker when we're looking at key ingredients that we should have in place. Not all of the ingredients, but key ingredients for our journey of success. Because this journey of success, it's a process. And if you don't have some key elements in place as you're progressing through this journey, then you don't have enough on the inside to keep you going when life throws you the stuff, because it will. It happens. And so getting back to my dad, again, diagnosis, esophageal cancer, aggressive treatment, radiation, chemo, and surgery. He had to have surgery, and whenever you have to have surgery, the doctors have to tell you the good and the not so good. They have to tell you that if you make it off of the operating table, you will have a difficult recovery, a tough recovery, should you make it off the table. But on the flip side of that coin, they have to also let you know there is a possibility that you will not make it off of the table, which is why many people live in fear today around having surgery, because of that reality that you may not make it off the table. But far more people make it off the table than those that don't. But because of one's attitude, the focus is on you may not make it off the table. And so this reality of information from my father really and truly affected his attitude. Because, again, how we view things is how we do things. So how we see things in a particular situation based on our attitude shapes our mindset. And so my dad, he didn't hear that other side of the coin that said, should you make it off of the table, you will have a tough recovery. All he heard was the doom and gloom of, Mr. Adams, you may not make it off the table. And that was vibrating for him. The energy of, you may not make it off the table. I say it in that way because it became haunting for my dad. So I'm dramatizing, I'm giving you, you know, the drama around it, emphasis around it with intentionality, because for him, that's how he heard it. And that's what was vibrating. That became his mindset. He embraced that. And so his attitude, again, we're talking about the importance of attitude. So his attitude going into surgery was, you won't make it off of the table. The doom and gloom of that. I literally, as if it happened yesterday, I can see that look of horror in his eyes. And unfortunately, guess what? Because of his attitude and the mindset of going into his procedure, going into surgery, mentally, he didn't make it off the table. He came out of surgery in a semi-comatose state. His body came out. This is what's so interesting. Process this as it relates to attitude. His body came out, but because of his attitude going in and his mindset, that affected everything else. It was the difference maker for him. And so although his body survived the surgery, his body came out, but his mind did not because of his attitude. And so that was how he journeyed through the final days of his life. So he came, his body came out of the surgery. He came out of the surgery in a semi-comatose state, and he began to decline over the 3 months that he was in the hospital. And he eventually transitioned on. I share that story being transparent with you because I remember so clearly. That was a defining moment for me of really understanding the difference maker of our attitude. And if we have the right attitude, our attitude will align us with our priorities and our focus. It'll determine how we navigate through the journey. Like with my dad, unfortunately, he navigated from a place of doom and gloom, and that became overwhelming, and it affected his outcome. And so as we're looking at our acronym for Habit for Success, H is heart. What's in your heart representing your passion? What is it that you're passionate about? Attitude. Your attitude shapes your mindset, and how you view things is how you do things. Well, as it relates to this story that I just shared with you concerning my dad, interestingly enough, two people can get the same diagnosis. One will outlive the diagnosis, and one won't even make it to the diagnosis of what they may say. You have 3 months to live. Why? Because of attitude. So what is your attitude? What is your mindset? Because if you don't deal with your mindset, then you're already defeated. And that's what my client and I talked about today. That she recognizes she had the aha moment of awareness, and that's a part of what coaching does. It assists you in getting to those aha moments, to that place of awareness. She recognized that, I need to deal with my attitude because this mindset is affecting me. And we came up with a strategy around how can you shift that mindset. But if you don't know what your mindset is, you're automatically going to be defeated. It's like a little hamster being on a little wheel. You're just going around and round and round. You're doing the same things over and over and over again, as it's been stated in Sanity, and you're expecting different results. And then you get frustrated and upset and angry, but you have to deal with your attitude and your mindset. The other one that I want to share with you around mindset. You know, you can have two people interview for the same position. And all things considered, when you look at their resume, it's like apples and apples. Okay, maybe one is a Fuji apple, one is a Gala apple, but guess what? They're both apples. They have parallel experience, parallel education, so on and so forth. That's why they're both coming in to interview, because their resume is parallel and they meet the basic qualifications for the opportunity. But one comes in, negative Nancy, negative Nick comes in, and, you know, his attitude is nasty and funky and And that's noted. It's duly noted. You know, he comes from this place of pessimism. Life is just horrible. Right? But then you have positive Paul and positive Polly. They come in and they are like a refreshing glass of water sitting on a porch on a warm summer day. They come in with this positive attitude, and it's just refreshing, and they have a great point of view, that point of view of their glasses half full, and if life gives you lemons, guess what? You make lemonade. if you were sitting and having to make a decision around these two individuals, who, in fact, would you hire? I don't even have to be sitting with you to know. I can feel the vibration. You're going to go with positive Paul or Polly. Automatic. No one wants to be around individuals who suck the life out of the atmosphere. They want to be around individuals that bring life to an atmosphere. That's why I said attitude is the difference maker. It's going to make the difference. Key ingredient, key element on the journey of success. Let's take a look at our B, is believe. And why is believe or belief so important? Because when we are in a place of believing, we have accepted something. We have trust and confidence in something. It has moved beyond just this desire. I now embrace it. I'm giving it a big old hug. I believe it to be true. And now I'm ready to move on it, whatever it is. But with my belief, this is the thing. When I believe something strong enough, I'm going to execute on it. So I put feet to my belief and I begin to move. But I'm only going to move on those things that I truly trust and have confidence in. And so if you're sitting back and you're struggling with living out your dream and you're wondering why you're not executing, maybe you don't believe it enough because you've been entertaining negativity or because of disappointment in the past, discouraging words of the past. And so you don't have the confidence that you can actually do this because it's so much huger than you. You don't believe it. But if you don't believe it and you're the visionary of it, then how are you going to get others to buy into it? And so our belief in our vision, our belief in our dreams, our belief in our goals that they are actually doable is so key. Now, granted, our dreams usually are bigger than us. It's a big elephant. But how do you, and I'm sure you've heard this statement, how do you eat an elephant? You eat that elephant one bite at a time. Eating that elephant one bite at a time requires that you do something. You must execute and move on it. Many are sitting on the sidelines of life. They're on the bench of life, and they're murmuring and complaining. They're rah, 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 but they're not doing anything because they don't believe that they can. And so if you don't believe in the vision that has been given to you, and I'm a believer, and so I believe that God gives you the vision. And whatever your belief system is, I'm just sharing with you what is true for Coach Adam. It may not be true for you, but for me, I believe that all visions are given from God. And that before I was created, God had a plan for me. He knew me before I was in my mother's womb, and he created a plan for my life. There was a vision. And I believe that passionately. I may not have all the answers. And many times, this is the thing, oftentimes, we will not have the answers. But I must say that if LeBron James, and I'm only sharing this because the Lakers just won the championship, so this is big news right now. If LeBron James didn't get off the bench and get on the court, would he have a championship right now? No. So you have to be on the court. I often use the analogy, you have to be on the train of life. You got to get on board. The train is moving, but where are you? Stuck in the station? and you're trying to determine how will I get to my destination, you got to get on the train. You got to get on the court. You got to get on the field. Whatever analogy you want to use, bottom line, get the point, get the principle. You have to execute and do something. If I say I want to lose weight, I can't keep putting the fork to my mouth. I got to push the plate away, make better decisions. I got to do something. Of what I say, I believe. What is it that you believe? What is it that you truly have trust in and confidence in? Because that is your belief. If you don't truly trust your dream, it will never happen. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe, and I'm sure others have made this statement as well, but I heard it from Dr. Miles Monroe. Dr. Miles Monroe used to say that the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why is the graveyard the richest plot of land? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas have been buried there. Why? Because someone didn't believe enough in the book project that they saw on the inside. Somebody didn't believe in that invention enough that they saw on the inside. Somebody didn't believe in the screenplay that they saw on the inside. Somebody didn't believe in the business that they saw on the inside. Somebody didn't believe in blank, whatever that blank may be, that they saw on the inside. They did not have trust in it. They did not have confidence in it. And so guess what? They didn't execute. They didn't move. They didn't do anything on it. They didn't put feet to their belief. And so guess what? They took it to the grave. They never did anything with it because they didn't believe. And you have to have that habit, a part of that habit, and the acronym we're talking about is that we must believe in our vision. We must believe in our goals. We must believe in our dream, regardless of anybody else understands. Regardless of anyone else believes, you must believe in it because this is the thing. You're going to be required to make some decisions around it that others won't understand. But if you believe in it, oh, that's the fuel that you need. And so do you even believe in your dream, whatever that may be? Do you believe that it's possible? Well, if you can conceive it, and the other part of that is believe it, you can achieve it, but it's not going to just be achieved because you say, I believe in it and I conceive it. You have to move and execute on it. I believe that was Napoleon Hill. So I want you to know that elements that are key on our journey of success, as we're pursuing our vision and our goals and our dreams, there's certain things that we have to have in our toolbox to pull from. As we spoke about, H is our heart, knowing what's in our heart. What am I passionate about? A, my attitude, which represents my mindset, because it's the decision maker, and how we view things is truly how we do things. If we believe something is impossible, guess what? We've already bought into that. But if we believe I can do all things, we start to fight to figure out, how can I do it? I may not have all the answers, but how can I? That becomes our attitude, our mindset, and believe. And when I believe in something, when I truly trust and have the confidence in something, then I'm going to put feet to my belief, and I'm going to execute and move on whatever it is and take the steps necessary. It may be a baby step, but keep moving. Keep taking a step, because as you take those steps, and coaching is all about closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. And if you keep stepping in the direction of your goal, guess what? You're going to look up and see behind you what was this huge gap, as one would say, is it that all of a sudden this big old thing has gotten smaller? This gap has begun to close. I see myself closer, but it's not going to close if you don't execute on what you believe. As we continue in our acronym for HABIT, HABIT for success, the next that we're going to look at is our I. And our I is the intentionality. The intentionality is so key, because what that speaks to is, do we have clear strategies and a plan in place? You know, I go back to my coaching session today, beautiful client, and we were talking about, in order for you to make a shift, you have to have a strategy, you have to have a clear plan in place. I think about that for me as I'm constantly evaluating the desires of my heart and what I desire to achieve. I have to put plans in place, because the reality is, if we just say, oh, I desire that, yes, yes, it's going to continue to just be a desire. It is the clear steps of execution with a plan that's well thought out that's going to make the difference. And so that intentionality gives me a blueprint to follow. It gives me a clear plan. So I know what the target is, and now I'm putting into place the strategies that support me. I'm putting into place that plan, the blueprint that helps me to navigate from where I am to where I desire to grow. It creates the strategy. It makes it clear on what steps am I taking, that intentionality. If I take this step should bring me to this next step, so it moves me on the journey. Just like if you're in the car and you put on navigation, once you put in that address, which represents where you want to go, the target, navigation then gives you the plan of what you need to do along the way to get to that address. It'll tell you in 1,000 feet, turn right at Ball Road. And it tells you when you get closer, at 500 feet, turn right at Ball Road. When you get at Ball Road, it says turn right. It's giving you a clear strategic plan to get to the destination. Then when you make that turn, it's going to tell you, in 6 miles, you'll turn left on whatever the street is. Hallelujah Highway. Whatever it may be. And so it's giving you a clear plan, a clear strategy for how do I get from where I am to this destination. Getting to that destination requires and takes intentionality. We have to be intentional on our journey. And so if you're just like a flower child, ooh, I'm just going to go where the wind blows. Hey, I'm a flower child. You're not going to get there because there's no intentionality. So in order for you to close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow, you have to be intentional. You have to have strategy. You have to have a plan in place. In dealing with my client today, we were talking about mindset. How do you shift your mindset? And I gave her some clear strategies that she can do to support her in that. What strategies do you need to set in place that you are now being intentional instead of haphazardly moving on your journey? You now have clarity and you're intentional. You now have strategies and a plan in place that others can now buy into, can see your movement on. If you need support with a clear strategy, guess what? Coaching is a great partnership that will support you in a win. Get with someone, partner in a coaching partnership. Of course, yours truly, oh my gosh, what? Happens to be a certified coach. Are you kidding me? Yes. Can assist you in that process. I know someone, her name, gosh, what is it? Yeah, Coach Adams. So if you want a partner in this process of supporting you with closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow, know that that will support you in that intentionality. Everyone needs a coach. Sometimes you may have several coaches in different areas. My mentors, my coaches are phenomenal, but we all need a coach, at least one on your journey. But you may have a fitness coach if you have some fitness goals, life coach for the life and the personal and professional stuff that you're working on. Any great athlete has a coach. The championship Lakers didn't win with just the players. They have a coach. The coach brings forth the strategy. They may have the talent, but the coach brings the strategies, and they're working the strategies collectively together. They're in a partnership. You may need the partnership. If you're tired with the results that you're getting and you want different results, well, make a shift. Now is the time. So you can contact our team, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or call admin or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I want to give you the T in our acronym for habit, as we're taking a different point of view looking at a habit today through our kaleidoscope. And coming up with an acronym that will support us in recognizing where do I need to tighten the bolt and these key ingredients that are so important on the journey. Our key is tenacity. And I want to hear from you. I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You need to dial in. The dial-in number is 513-9374. Again, the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't lose focus on your goals and your dreams. So, habit, our acronym, H, heart, A, attitude, B, belief, I, intentionality, T, tenacity. What does this actually mean? Tenacity. It means that I don't just knock on the door once and hope to get in. No, I'm tenacious. I persist until I succeed. I think about, and I shared this story last week on Colonel Sanders, that Colonel Sanders had to knock on 1,000, it was either 6 or 9 doors. Regardless, I mean, tomato, tomato, there's a few little hairs there. That's a lot of doors. Knocked on over 1,000 doors before he got to the right partnership, the right person that said, I'll buy into your secret recipe, which then founded what we know today as KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, that finger-looking good chicken. If you want to hear the full story and the show from last week, Is It Too Late? Is it ever too late to pursue your dreams? You want to go back to our on-demand library. We encourage you to do so. But that speaks to tenacity. Are you persistent? See, when we are tenacious, when we have that tenacity, we grip on to something Colonel Sanders gripped on to. He gripped on firmly to his vision for KFC. He was determined, and he persisted until, and he did this in his 60s. Where do you need to improve that fire on the inside? Are you persistent? This is an area that I'm constantly growing in because I know prospecting is not fun. Getting the no's is not, it's not fun. It's frustrating. But what I've grown to realize is that every no gets me closer to my yes. And so when I think about that Colonel Sanders knocked on over 1,000 doors, and this is just one story, but it's a standout for me. So I share it. But there's others. But I want you to, because you may know someone, right, that you are in relationship with that has gone through a lot to birth their vision, to achieve their goals, and live out their dreams. Start to ask questions. Know that you're not alone on this journey. Question, and this is where your heart comes in. What's in your heart? Are you passionate enough to pursue what you desire? Are you passionate enough? Will you persist until? And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, until when? Until you achieve it, like Colonel Sanders. I can't even imagine 1,009, over 1,000 people that he inquired with to see if they would buy in. That's a lot of people. Will you, if do you believe, and this goes back to what we spoke about, do you believe in your vision, your goals, your dream enough that you will fight for it, that you will persist through the obstacles, overcome the various hurdles, whatever those hurdles may be that you have to overcome? Will you move through your journey with tenacity, not quitting, not giving up? And I want to remind you, our global listening audience, our lines are open. I would love to hear from you. You know, I often use the analogy, and I use this because money is, you know, it's key. Would you be in a bank needing to make a withdrawal and just stand in the center of the bank and not go up to the teller? Your resident empowerment coach is in session. I'm here to support you. Maybe you have a question. You're dealing with a challenge. If you would like to chime in, I would love to hear from you. You've made the decision, and I appreciate it. Don't take it lightly. You could be doing a number of different things from this hour of 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on a Monday. I'm sure there's so much more you can be doing. But you made the decision to invest this time into this time of empowerment. I would love to hear from you. Are you taking anything away? What's standing out for you? Has this subject been helpful for you? So I want you to know that this is a safe space for you to interact and engage with us. And we love the engagement, so don't be shy. Well, it looks like I've compelled the caller to press 1, and I honor you. Area code 510, last 4 digits, 7735. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? Caller, you are live. Go for it. You may have to unmute on your end.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. This is Veronica Wilson. I want to ask your opinion on this question. I realize that my dream is much bigger than me, and that's okay. I'm glad it is. And I know that God has, that's the part that God kicks in and shows and leads and guides, and he does a lot of that. But what are your feelings about that, dreams being much bigger than you are?
What are my feelings about that?
Or what is your advice I don't know. I don't even know if I know the proper question, but I mean, if it wouldn't be a dream if I could do it myself. If I could get it all done, it would be done and over with. But I have a dream that I'm realizing it's much bigger than me, and it's okay.
Well, you know, I thank you so much, Veronica, for one, jumping in and asking the question. I honor you for asking the question and for trusting me to support you as you're processing through this particular area and trying to figure this out. You know, interestingly enough, for me, I count it an honor. And I say I count it an honor because my apologies, I'm dealing with allergies today. But I count it an honor because I'm like, wow, God, you trusted me with this big dream? Because ultimately for me, I believe that, and I stated this earlier, being that I'm a believer and I'm not, you know, infringing my beliefs on anyone else, but that all dreams are inspired by God. And so when he gives us a dream that is bigger than us, one, what an honor that he felt strong enough that Veronica, as the channel for this dream, that she, as a visionary, would do what she needs to fight it through. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have all the answers, but there's so much research and support out there for us to get the answers through. Let Google be your best buddy. In addition, there are other people that are out there that are experts in certain areas that can partner with you for your dream to be realized. You know, I think about, for example, Steven Jobs, Apple. I mean, many of us carry Apple products of some level. If we don't have an iPhone, we have an iPad, or we had an iPod, or we still do. I say that because the dream was much bigger than Steven Jobs. He didn't have all of the skill to do what was required. He's not a technician, computer geek, and all of that. He was the visionary of it. He just knew what he wanted to see. And so, and he pushed it through. And so you're the visionary of the dream that God has entrusted in you. And you have to simply push it through. Push the baby through. Do what you need to care for it, to move on it. Because the reality is, in the natural, if we were to equate that to a woman giving birth, if she was to stop pushing in the middle of childbirth because it got difficult, not only would the baby be it, but the mother would be at jeopardy. And I think any woman that has had a child, that is beyond them giving birth. But yet, we have the capacity to do it because we all have a greater capacity than what we even imagined. But we often quit before we get there. We throw in the towel. So it's great. Getting back to and anchoring your question as we prepare to close out today, and I thank you for it. It's great that your dream is bigger than you. It's supposed to be. But think of it from a different point of view, that God has entrusted this dream in you, and as the visionary, it's your responsibility to simply see it through. You may not do it all with your own hands, but you see the vision through. And partner with those that you need to support you. I trust that that has been helpful for you today, Veronica.
Thank you. It really has. It really has. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, and for trusting us on the airwaves with your questions. So appreciate the engagement and the interaction. It is amazing how quickly time flies. It is now time to officially bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. And I just want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your dream. Don't lose sight of your goals. Don't lose focus on your vision. Get the support that you need a one-on-one coaching partnership, get into group coaching, whatever that may be. Get the support that you need to press it through. Let's remember our habit for success, our acronym, HEART, representing your passions, A, attitude, your mindset, B, believe, your feet to your belief is your execution, I, intentionality, having clear strategies and plans in place that you can follow, tenacity, persisting until when? Until you achieve that desired dream, having that firm grip that's determined to say, I will continue to kick. For example, Veronica, as the visionary, not giving up, finding the people that can support you, having that tenacity to keep moving and driving the dream forward. That's all that we have time for today. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. We want to continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. Just simply ask to be a part of the group. And you can always give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. We're here to serve you with the full circle of empowerment that we have available for you to win on your journey personally and professionally. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.